Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Beloved, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A loud hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. You can sit down. But please, I want you to be a prophet to somebody close to you. So look for a brother. Look for a sister and say, my brother, good morning, God bless you, you are welcome. I am praying for you this morning. Any power anywhere that wants you to cross the deadline, wherever they are, I command them to scatter in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that prayer. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Quickly, I want us to open our Bible. As we listen to this message, called Divine Deadline. Yes, divine. Deadline. Divine deadline. Divine deadline. That is not crossing a deadline.
Won ti fa la ma se le ila ta o le fa ila to je pe a le re koja.
Yes, divine deadline.
Ila ta gbudo re koja.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Ke Olorun ko bukun.
Quickly, we are seeing from the book of Proverbs.
A le jo iwe owe.
Audio, please, can I have Proverbs 11:21?
Iwe ori kokanla ese kokanlelogun.
Audio, Proverbs 11:21. Amen. Amen. Okay, we have it now. Everybody, let's go. Though hands joined in hands, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Amen. Amen. The Bible here is saying that no matter how many hands are joined together, let 1,000 of hands join together. Let 1,000,000 of hands join together. The wicked shall not go unpunished. The wicked shall not go unpunished. But the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. I'm praying for somebody here. Any power anywhere that is working against your deliverance, they shall die in the name of Jesus. Any power anywhere saying no to your own deliverance, they shall be wasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Let's see again the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Audio, please, let's have Ecclesiastes chapter 8. We take it from 11 to 13. Ecclesiastes 8:11-13. Very good. We have it here. Let's go, everybody. He says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that he shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved,
Olufe,
the Bible here is saying that even though the wicked do evil and his days are prolonged, his days of doing evil are prolonged, yet surely I know that he shall be well with them that fear God. He shall be well with them that fear God. Beloved, no matter how long the days of the wicked are prolonged, no matter how far they go,
there's
always a a limit that is set.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí Allah yìí kò lè sọ.
A limit it has been set.
A ti fi òdiwọ̀n
sí. A limit has been set.
A ti fi òdiwọ̀n sí.
Probably God will prolong his life.
Ọlọ́run yóò mú ẹ̀mí rẹ̀ gun.
So that he will repent one day.
Tó bá lè ronú padà.
The reason of prolonging his life.
Ìdí tó fi
so that he can turn away from his evil. But once he crossed that deadline.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tó bá ti rẹ̀ là yí kọjá.
Once he crosses that deadline.
Nígbà tó bá ṣàṣìṣe rẹ̀ là yí kọjá.
Then that wickedness that he has been doing.
Ìwà ìka rẹ̀ tó ti ń ṣe.
Will surely cut up with him.
Yòóni yóò wá bàbá
yé. That wickedness that he has been doing.
Ibi tó ti ń ṣe.
Will surely catch up with him.
Dájúdájú yóò bá.
Beloved.
Olùfẹ́.
A limit has been set.
A ti fa ilà.
A limit has been set.
A ti fa ilà.
And looking at these two scriptures.
Ẹ wo ẹsẹ̀ Bíbélì méjì
yìí. The wicked will not continue for a long time.
Ìwà ìkà kò ní pẹ́ títí.
The wickedness of the wicked.
Ìwà ìkà àwọn ènìyàn kì yóò pẹ́ títí.
According to Psalm.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí orin
Dáfídì. He says it should come to an end.
Ó ní yóò wá sópin.
One day.
Ní ọjọ́ kan.
One day.
Ní ọjọ́ kan.
One day.
Ní ọjọ́ kan.
He will cross the limit.
Yóò rẹ̀ ilà kọjá.
And he will pay for all those wickedness.
Yóò sì san oyè ìwà ìkà rẹ̀.
Beloved.
Olùfẹ́.
This is an urgent message.
Eléyìí jẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ pàjáwìrì.
Urgent message.
Ọ̀rọ̀ pàjáwìrì.
From God.
Látọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
To the church.
Fún ìjọ.
Urging believers.
Wọ́n ní bàbá nìkan.
To stand on their toes.
Láti dúró lórí ẹsẹ̀ wọn.
And yield to the word of God.
Wọ́n sì tẹ́tí sí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Yield to the word of God.
Wọ́n sì tẹ́tí bẹ̀rẹ̀ jẹ́ sí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Beloved.
Olùfẹ́.
This is not the time we say.
Eléyìí kò sọ̀rọ̀ ta ma sọ wípé.
Everything is the same.
Gbogbo bákan náà ni.
We can commit sin and go free.
Tí a sì dẹ́sẹ̀ tá a sì lọ
bẹ́ẹ̀. We can do anything we want.
Tí a ṣe ohun tó wù wá.
There is a divine deadline.
Ìdájọ́ ti wá.
And when that deadline is crossed.
Nígbà tí a bá ti falà yíjọ́ ti rékọjá.
The nemesis is sure it must catch up.
Dájúdájú ìdájọ́ yóò wà.
Beloved.
Olùfẹ́.
The Bible in Hebrews 10:31 says. Ìwé
Hebrew orúkọ ìwé ẹsẹ̀ kẹta.
It is a fearful thing.
Ó jẹ́ ohun tí ó bari lẹ́rù.
To fall into the hands of the Lord.
Láti ṣe síwájú
Olúwa. If you fall into the hand of your enemy.
Tó bá ṣubú sọ́bọ̀ ọ̀tá.
And you cry to the Lord.
Ó ké gbé sí Olúwa.
God deliver me.
Olúwa gbà mí.
From the hand of my enemy.
Kúrò lọ́wọ́ ọ̀tá.
They are pursuing me.
Wọ́n lé mi.
They are doing this to me.
Wọ́n ṣe kan báyìí.
They are doing this to that to me.
Wọ́n ṣe kan sí mi.
God can see deliver you.
Ọlọ́run sì lè gbà ọ́.
Even from the hand of Satan.
Kúrò lọ́wọ́ èṣù.
God can see deliver you.
Ọlọ́run sì lè gbà ọ́.
Now tell me.
Báyìí sọ fún mi.
If you fall into the hand of God.
Tó wá ṣubú sọ́wọ́
fún wa. Who then will deliver you?
Ta ló fẹ́ wá gbà ọ́?
Who then will deliver you?
Ta ló fẹ́ gbà ọ́?
From the hand of God.
Kúrò lọ́wọ́ Olúwa.
No body.
Kò sí.
No power.
Kò sí agbára.
No church.
Kò sí ìdájọ́.
No pastor.
Kò sí olùṣọ́kùtọ̀.
Can deliver you.
Kó lè gbà ọ́?
From the hand of God.
Kúrò lọ́wọ́ Olúwa.
It is time.
Ó dá àkókò.
We yield fully to the word of God.
Láti gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ sí
àṣà Ọlọ́run. No body can break the law of God.
Kò sẹ́ni tó lè ré òfin Olúwa kọjá.
And get away with it.
Kó sì lọ pẹ̀lú rẹ̀ nínú.
Nobody can break the laws of God.
Kò sẹ́ni tó lè ré òfin Olúwa kọjá.
And get away with it.
Kó sì lọ ní ìrọ̀rùn pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
If there is a rope.
Tí ogun bá wà.
If there is a chance.
Tí ogun bá wà.
It is calling sinners to repentance.
Ó tẹ fún ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀ láti ronú
padà. It is calling the wicked to turn from his evil ways.
Ó pè fún ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀ láti kúrò
lọ́dọ̀ bí. Because the Lord is not happy with the death of a sinner.
Nítorí pé Olúwa ní dídùn sí ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀.
It wants every one of us.
Gbogbo wa pátá.
To come.
Láti wá.
In repentance.
Nínú ìrònú padà.
Unto his throne of grace.
Láti wá sí ìtẹ́ àánú.
Beloved.
Olùfẹ́.
What is divine deadline?
Kí ni ìlànà.
Divine deadline is set. I said it is set.
Ó jẹ́ atifáìlà.
And what is that divine deadline?
Kí ni ìlà tí a fà yìí?
Beloved.
Olùfẹ́.
Brethren.
Ara.
We must know.
A gbúdọ̀ mọ̀.
When that deadline is set.
Nígbà tí a bá ti fa ìlà yìí.
And we must be careful not to cross that deadline.
A gbúdọ̀ kí ẹ̀sára ká máa re kọjá.
We must become.
A gbúdọ̀ pé.
We must not become too familiar to the word of God.
A gbúdọ̀ jẹ́ ẹni tó ti rí ọ̀rọ̀ Olúwa fi.
That is, we must not take the word of God for granted.
A gbúdọ̀ fi ọ̀rọ̀ Olúwa ṣeré.
We must not take the grace of God for granted.
A gbúdọ̀ fọwọ́ yẹpẹrẹ mú ọ̀rẹ́ ọ̀fẹ́ Olúwa.
The Bible is our constitution.
Bíbélì jẹ́ ìwé òfin wa.
The Bible is our constitution.
Bíbélì jẹ́ ìwé òfin wa.
We must not fall short of the instructions of the word of God.
A gbúdọ̀ pé ìgbàrú Olúwa.
Beloved.
Olùfẹ́.
If we fall short. ti o ba je of that word of God,
ti oro Olorun to ge kuru,
what we will be doing
ki o ti Oloyo se
is that we will be committing what we call felony. It's going to be a spiritual felony.
Oh ni wa ni ibasepo pe te mimo,
that's what we'll be committing.
Ohun ti o ma se nkan sara,
we must be careful not to cross that deadline.
E gbudo ki e sara ke me ba re la
koja, beloved, to cross that deadline,
let le re la yi koja,
that is when the patience of God is exalted.
Nigba ti a ba gbe eyin Oluwaga,
that is when the person is crossing that deadline.
Nigba ti eyin ba re ila yi koja,
that divine deadline,
ila
the patience of God is no more.
Ko si anu Olorun,
you know God is a patient God.
Olorun je Olorun suru,
God is a long suffering God.
Olorun Olorun ni fe,
but if he has been telling you to change from your ways,
to ba ki o nilo yi pada,
he has been telling you to come to him, if he has been telling you, giving you that instruction, it is time my son, it is time my daughter, you to my word and follow me with your whole heart.
Ti Olorun ba ki onile to pe omo mi lokun lobirin o da koko yi pada si mi to mi
wa, and you are not listening.
Ti o si gbo ikilo,
one day
ni ojo kan
the patience of God will be exhausted.
Suru Olorun yo dopin,
when that patience is exhausted,
nigba ti suru ba dopin,
you have crossed the deadline.
O ti re ila iku koja,
you have crossed the deadline.
O ti re ila koja,
what is divine deadline?
Kini ila toke wa,
when the cup,
nigba ti o,
when the cup is full, is full now.
Nigba ti ago re ba ku,
when there is a cup and when that cup is full,
nigba ti ago yi ba ku,
one will cross that deadline.
Olugba na le yan le re,
beloved,
ila toke wa,
what is divine deadline?
Kini ila na
ikilo, when a person,
nigba ti eniyan
cross the mercy limit of God,
nigba ti eniyan ba re koja agbara
God, when a person,
nigba ti eniyan
crosses the pardon limit of God,
to re koja ikilo Olorun,
then that person has entered the divine deadline.
Nigba na ni eyan ti re ila yi koja,
when God is pushed,
nigba ti eyan ba ti eniyan
to the point of vengeance,
si ipele ironu pada,
when God is pushed
to the
point of judgment,
si ipele idajo,
yes, when God is pushed to the point of judgment,
ti Olorun ba wa ti eniyan si ipele idajo,
it is crossing the divine deadline.
O tumo si pe eni na ti re la koja,
when God is pushed to a point of judgment,
Olorun ba ti eyan lo si ibi idajo.
A grandmother came to me.
Obinrin kan wa ba wa.
And he told me.
O so fun mi.
He said, Pastor,
Oluṣagutan,
I saw something today.
Mo ri nkan loni.
I said, Ma, what did you see?
Mo wa bere ki lo ri.
He said, my son,
o ni omo mi okunrin,
no, my daughter,
omo mi obinrin,
in secondary school,
to wa ni ilewe,
got pregnant for this man.
O si loyun fun okunrin.
And the man denied that girl.
Okunrin si kan omo mi.
The man said he was not the one.
Okunrin na pa ke kori pe
okan loni. We go to his parents.
A lo ba obi re.
And the friend said, never.
Obi re ni
dada. My son don't know how to sleep with girls.
Omo mi ko
ti mo na ko bi. My son has never done this before.
Omo mi o se ri.
You better go and talk to your daughter.
Lo ba mo re ko ba soro.
Ask your daughter very well.
Lo ba mo ro te ni.
Who impregnated her?
Ta lo loyun fun?
He can never be my son.
Ko le je omo mi.
And the mama said, okay, no problem.
Iya omobinrin si da, okay, ko si wahala.
But she said she issued a word.
Sugbo Olorun wa soro ko
ja. If it is not your son,
to ba je pe ko se omo re,
that did this thing,
to se nkan yi,
and leave him, no problem.
Ko si soro.
But if it's the one,
sugbo to ba je,
he suffer for it.
O ma jiya fun.
And the man has, the woman didn't even care.
Obinrin ko
kominu. The woman just put them out of the house.
Obinrin ko kominu si ti won jade.
Years later,
ni opo odun seyin,
the mother said, the woman said,
obinrin wa wipe,
that this man,
okunrin yi,
came prostrating.
O wa pelu idobale.
That the old woman should forgive him.
Pe ki obinrin ko dariji ohun.
That truly,
pe looto,
the boy looks like him.
Omo e tabi
orun. And he is the father of the child.
O ni baba mo.
But since then,
dugbon lati ba na,
he has been suffering.
O ti n jiya.
He has no house.
Kò sí ilé.
No job.
Kò síṣẹ́.
Nothing.
Kò sí ohunkóhun.
He has been parading the streets.
Ó kì í rìn káàkiri.
Not just that.
Kò ń ṣe ẹyin nìkan.
He never married another woman.
Kò rí obìnrin mi fẹ́.
No children.
Kò sí ọmọ.
Except that one.
Àyàfẹ́ mọ
kọ́ṣọ́ṣọ́ yìí. Look at that word of judgment.
Ìdájọ́ Ọlọ́run.
So many men here.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọkùnrin lónìí.
So many will say they will impregnate girl, they will impregnate the girl.
Wọ́n fún obìnrin lóyún.
And they will deny.
Wọ́n ti kọ́.
Let me tell you.
Jẹ́ n sọ fún ọ.
Judgment is aside.
Ìdájọ́ wa o.
Waiting for that kind of a person.
Ìdájọ́ dúró de irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀.
When you have crossed the deadline.
Nígbà tó bá rẹ̀ là yí kọjá.
Judgment must catch up.
Ìdájọ́ gbúdọ̀ farahàn.
So sleeping with a girl.
Nígbà tó bá
obìnrin. And denying the pregnancy.
Nígbà tó bá obìnrin sùsùrù ti kọ oyún
rẹ̀. Judgment will surely catch up.
Ìdájọ́ dájú.
It will catch up.
Ìdájọ́ dájú yóò wá.
It will catch up. It will catch up.
Ìdájọ́ yóò wá.
Because why?
Ní kíni dí?
You have defiled again.
Nítorí pé o ti
kọ́. And you have denied it.
Lẹ́yìn tí o ti bá tó kọ́
sílẹ̀. You have denied it.
O sì kọ́.
Beloved.
Olùfẹ́.
What is divine deadline?
Kí ni ìlànà àtòkèwá ìlà àtòkèwá?
After several warnings.
Lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìkìlọ̀.
God has warned you.
Tí Olúwa ti kì ọ́ nílọ̀.
Don't abort again.
Kí ni?
Don't abort any pregnancy. Don't abort.
Má ṣàyúmọ́.
And you refuse all those warnings.
Tí o sì pa akẹ́kọ̀ọ́rí
fún ìkìlọ̀. You still went ahead.
Tẹ̀síwájú sí.
To abort another pregnancy.
Láti lọ ṣẹ́ oyún
nìkan. You will be crossing a deadline.
Ó ń rẹ ìlàkọjá
mi. And when you cross the deadline.
Nígbà tó bá wá rẹ ìlàkọjá.
You will be ready to face the divine judgment.
Wàá wá ṣetán láti dojúkọ ìdájọ́.
You will be ready to face the divine judgment. Ṣetán
láti dojúkọ ìdájọ́.
You will be ready to pay the price.
Ṣetán láti san ìdíyelé rẹ̀.
For crossing that deadline.
Fún wa láti rẹ ìlà ìkìlọ̀ kọjá.
You will be ready to pay the price.
Ṣetán láti san ìdíyelé rẹ̀.
For crossing that deadline.
Ore ìlà
some people in the Bible they cross the divine deadline.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ pínpín lẹ́mọ.
A very good example.
Àpẹẹrẹ tó dára.
Look at Dathan, Korah and Abiram.
Ẹ jábọ̀ Kóda àti Abraham.
Korah, Dathan and Abiram.
Korah, Dathan and Abiram.
In Numbers chapter 16.
Nínú ìwé nọ́mbà
orúkẹ. They cross the divine deadline.
Wọ́n rẹ̀ ìlà òbí
kọjá. They gathered against Moses.
Wọ́n kóra lòdì sí Moses.
And they say this Moses that is calling himself our leader.
Wọ́n ní Moses tó pẹ̀rẹ̀ wà ní
àdúgbò yìí. He's only too much jare.
Kí ẹ ti pọ̀ jù.
Let us do away with him.
Ẹ já yẹ ẹ bá fún.
Let us do this, let us do that.
Ẹ já ṣe ti bí ká ṣe tọ̀hún.
And the Lord looked at them.
Olúwa bojú rẹ̀ ó wò wọ́n.
They have crossed the divine deadline.
Wọ́n ti rẹ̀ ìlà òfin kọjá.
And all of them that gather together.
Gbogbo ó kóra wọn jọpọ̀.
Against that man of God.
Lòdì sí ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
The Bible recorded.
Bible fìdí rẹ̀ múlẹ̀.
That the heads opened up.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ilẹ̀ lanu.
And swallowed them.
Ó gbé wọn mi láàyè.
They entered into the judgment of God.
Lẹ́sẹ̀kẹsẹ̀ wọ́n gba ìdájọ́.
God was not patient with them again.
Ọlọ́run ní sùúrù pẹ̀lú
wọn mọ́. They exhausted the patience of God.
Wọ́n ti rẹ̀ ìṣúrù ọlọ́run
tó kọjá rẹ̀. And they face the judgment.
Wọ́n sì gba ìdájọ́.
Thereby they have crossed the divine deadline.
Nítorí tí wọ́n ti rẹ̀ ìlà kọjá.
What about the builders of that tower?
Wọ́n ti ti àwọn
tó fẹ́ kọ́lé Babel. The tower of Babel.
Àwọn tó fẹ́ kọ́lé
Babel. In Genesis 11.
Nínú Genesis orí
kọkànlá. When we get to we can read the whole of chapter 11 Genesis.
Genesis orí kọkànlá.
They all gather together.
Gbogbo wọn kọ́lé
jẹ́pọ̀. They say we want to build a tower.
Àwọn ni a fẹ́ kọ́ ilé ìṣọ́.
And the stone will be reaching unto heaven.
Èyí tí yóò kan ọrú.
And the Lord looked at them.
Olúwa bojú wo lè wò wọ́n.
And God said to himself.
Olúwa sọ fún ara rẹ̀.
If we allow these people.
Tí ọba gba àwọn èèyàn yìí
láàyè. They will build that tower.
Wọn yóò kọ́ ilé ìṣọ́
wọn yìí. Reaching unto heaven.
Tí yóò fi kan ọrú.
What are we going to do?
Kí ni ká ṣe?
Let us scatter their language.
Ẹ jẹ́ dà wọ́n lédè rú.
They scatter God scatter their language.
Olúwa dà wọ́n lédè rú.
And they could not understand each other.
Òye ara wọn wàá yé wọn mọ́.
They aspired in their heart.
Wọ́n ti ní ìdàrú
ìdàpọ̀ fún wọn. To pass the divine deadline.
Láti lè rẹ ìlà kọjá.
Divine deadline is set.
Ìlà òfin àti làkàlẹ̀.
Look at yourself.
Wo ara rẹ.
Am I passing the limit, the patient limit of God?
Ǹjẹ́ ṣé mo ti ń rẹ òfin Olúwa kọjá?
Am I passing the patient limit of God?
Ṣé mo ti ń rẹ sùúrù Olúwa kọjá?
I told the youth here about two weeks ago.
Mo sọ fún àwọn ọ̀dọ́ bẹ́ẹ̀ ọ̀sẹ̀ méjì sẹ́yìn.
I said when I was going to get married.
Nígbà tí mo múra láti
ṣe ìyàwó. I had it clear.
Mo gbọ́ kedere.
I had it clear.
Mo gbọ́ kedere.
Very very clear.
Kedere.
I was seated on a bench.
Mo wà lórí
àgàjòkó. It was an afternoon.
Ó jẹ́ ọ̀sán gangan.
And I slept and I was not deep asleep because it was a bench. A trance just came.
Mo wà ní àgàjòkó ó kàn dàbí
omi. And I saw myself, I was walking.
Mo wá ríra mi ní ìran mo ń rìn.
I got to a place, I stopped.
Mo dẹ̀bi kan mo dúró.
And I saw that the road ended in that place.
Mo rí pé okùn yìí ó ti pin síbi tó dé yìí.
I was going to take the next step.
Èmi yóò gbé ìgbésẹ̀ tó kàn.
And I saw there was a gallon.
Mo wá rí pé kọ́kọ́rọ́ kan wà.
And something told me at the back.
Nǹkan wá sọ fún mi lásẹ̀yìn wá.
Stop, there is no way there.
Dúró kò sọ̀nà mọ́.
If you take the next step.
Tí o bá gbé ìgbésẹ̀ mìíràn.
It is going to be endless. There is nothing there. You can't take another step
now. O lè gbé ìgbésẹ̀ mọ́.
And I looked, but I asked a very intelligent question.
Mo wá bèrè ìbéèrè ọlọgbọ́n.
I told the Lord, I said, what am I to do now?
Wọ́n ní Olúwa kí ni kí n ṣe báyìí?
And a voice, yes, I had a clear voice.
Mo tún gbọ́ ohùn tó lọ kedere.
Now you must get married. Bye. Now you must get married.
Bye.
I said I don't think I'm serious. I have anybody that I feel I should marry.
Mo wa da Oluwa lo pe mi o ni en to se
to I have provided a man for you.
Oluwa so pe mo ti pese okunrin
fun. And I saw my husband in a clear picture.
Mo si ri oko mi ni oju iran kedere.
And God brought him just like that.
Olorun si gbe wa han mi.
If I didn't listen to that word.
Ti mi o ba tete soro yi.
Or if I didn't know the structure to follow after that.
Abi mi o tele o fi ase.
It would have been endless. It would have, I mean that would have been hard.
Eyi do ba te opin re.
Any other step would have been destruction.
Boya oba yo sori
ipa. Any other step would have been destruction.
Ibese tokun ba
ta. If you hear a warning from the Lord.
To ba gbo ikilo Oluwa.
It is always good to ask.
O dare lati pese.
What am I to do?
Kini ki se?
You know that example.
O mo apere yi.
Saul.
Saul.
Why go to Damascus to destroy Christians?
Nigba to nlo si Damascus ti pa Christians.
He already had that warrant of arrest.
O ti gba iwe ase lati
pa awon Christians. Go and bring them. Bring them in bondage. Bring their men. Bring their women.
O ye lo ko won wa bi igbegun ekunrin atobinrin atobinrin.
Back to Jerusalem.
Ko won pada wa si Jerusalem.
On his way to Damascus.
Lọ́nà rẹ̀ tó lọ
sí. The Lord Jesus met him on that way.
Jesus ba pade lọ́nà.
And he asked the Lord clearly.
O si gbọ́ ohun Olúwa kedere.
Where after the Lord introduced himself.
Nigba to Olúwa
fara hàn. He said what am I to do.
O ni kini ki se.
What am I to do.
Kini ki se.
He was taken to the house of that man.
O wa mu lọ sí ilé ọkùnrin
náà. Where he was blind for 3 days.
Níbi tí ó ti wà
ní ọkọ̀ tó tẹ́lẹ̀ mẹ́ta. He recovered his eyes. His eyes.
Ló lè gba ojú rẹ̀ padà.
And he began to follow God.
Ó sẹ̀ tí ń tẹ̀lé
wa. When God gives warning.
Nígbà tó bá fún yàn ní kìlọ̀.
There is always an instruction.
Òfin ma tẹ̀lé.
What are we to do?
Kí ni kí a ṣe?
What am I to do?
Kí ni kí n ṣe?
I don't want to cross that divine deadline.
Mi ò fẹ́ rẹ̀ ìlàkọjá.
What am I to do?
Olúwa kí ni kí n ṣe?
Beloved will get to that.
Ara
àmọ̀tẹ́kọ̀ lọ. But there are some factors that make people cross divine deadline.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn ìkìlọ̀ kan wà tó máa jẹ́ kí àwọn èèyàn rẹ̀
ìlàkọjá. And some of these factors I want to explain now.
Báyìí ẹ farabalẹ̀ fẹ́ ṣàlàyé.
Number one of these factors is flesh.
Àwọn kan yìí ni ara.
Flesh is ready to push you to destruction.
Ẹnu ara yóò tì ọ́ lọ sí
ìparun. If you do not learn to modify the taste of the flesh.
Yóò bá lè kọ nǹkan tí ara máa
fẹ́lẹ̀ fún. Flesh is ready to push you down to destruction.
Ẹnu ara ṣe tán láti tì ọ́ lọ sí
ìparun. Is it money?
Owó ni.
Is it women?
Ṣé obìnrin ni?
Is it cars?
Ṣé ọkọ mi?
Is it houses?
Àwọn ilé ni.
Those ones are limited. They are instruments that could destroy if you do not modify the way you like them or the way you go towards them.
Àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyí tí ò bá kóra rẹ ní ìjánu wọn yóò tí ó lọ sí ọ̀run àpáàdì.
Beloved.
Ara.
I want us to take another reading again.
Mo fẹ́ kí a lọ sínú Bíbélì.
Audio, let's give us Romans 6:19.
Ìwé àwọn ará
Rome. Audio, I want Romans 6:19.
Ìwé àwọn ará Rome orí kẹfà ṣe kọkàndínlógún.
Okay, let's read everybody. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. As ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. Amen.
Amen.
What this is telling us
now,
if you can give your body, if you can yield the members of your body unto iniquities, unto uncleanness, it is now time to yield that same member of the body, now that you are in Christ, unto righteousness and unto holiness. Again, I want to have audio, please let me have Romans again 7:5. Romans 7:5. The fruit of the flesh. Do we have it? Okay, let's go, everybody. For when we were in flesh, the motions of sins which were by the law did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. Beloved,
Olufe,
the fruit of the flesh is death. This is it. The fruit of the flesh is death. Carnally love. Carnal love. We yield to death. Fornication, we yield to death. Adultery is death. Drunkenness is death. Smoking is death. These are the things that the body will yield to. And the end product is death. death. The Spirit of God will yield you unto holiness. If you put all the members of that flesh unto righteousness, it will yield to holiness. Romans 8:1. Audio, please give me Romans 8:1. Romans 8:1. Everybody, let's read together. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Amen. We are hot here to walk after the Spirit of God, not after flesh. Walking after the Spirit of God, no condemnation for us. You cannot be condemned walking after the Spirit of God, but walking after flesh will bring condemnation. Once the divine deadline is crossed, then there will be coming back again. It will be very difficult to come back. Sometimes ago I was talking to a brother. I told him, I said, brother, you are living in sin. You have so many girlfriends. You are sleeping with different women. You need to repent. You need to change. This thing will lead you to a different, a total destruction. He told me I should be praying for him. I said, okay, I'll be praying for you. When they had the revelation, in that revelation, I saw he had a big garden of yam. He planted yam in his garden. And women were coming to see the way that yam. They will enter, they will see the yam away. And I got so angry. Because in that revelation was calling his attention to it. I told him, I said, brother, they're stealing away your yam. Yeah. These women, they don't like you. They are stealing from you. Resist from them. Resist. Depart. Away from them. Run away from them. I was telling him, but he didn't listen to me. I got angry. I called him. I said, brother, you know I've been telling you. I said, give your life to Christ. God loves you. Begin to go to church now. Go away from guying women up and down. You think you are doing those women. You don't know you are doing yourself. They are stealing from you. I told you, God opened my eyes and I saw they were stealing from your garden. It's a pastor. Continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for me. Okay, I'll be praying for you. Not quite long.
Like Percy.
It was so sad. As I had contracted HIV.
And not
just that. I visited him in the hospital.
The
consultant called me. He said, this is not ordinarily. Because he would have recovered from this sickness. But something more is there. I knew he was God. I knew he was God. Because sleeping with different women, spiritually, they have stolen him away. He has crossed the divine deadline. But I warned him. He has crossed the limit. And after crossing the limit, he got what he should have. By crossing that limit. Another factor will make people to cross the dividing line. Disobedient to the word of God. We make them to cross the divided line. When the Lord is talking to you, this is what I want you to do. You know the kind of gifts that God has given to you. But you made determination not to use this gift for God. He said, you decided in your heart, let me just come and say amen to prayer and go back home. You do not want to use the gift of God that is in your life. to serve God. You are disobedient. You are being disobedient to the word of God. And if you continue this way, you will be crossing that deadline. That deadline may not be feasible for you now. But crossing that deadline will be very, very dangerous. Audio, can I have Ephesians 5, 6? Audio, please. Ephesians 5:6. Okay, let's go, everybody. He says, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Let no man deceive you with vain words, with different doctrines. Let no man deceive you from this, all these things. Because these things cometh. The wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. I pray for you this morning. Any power anywhere that wants you to be disobedient to the warnings of God, to the word of God, wherever they are, they shall die by fire in the name of Jesus. I said they shall die by fire in the name of Jesus. Beloved, unfriendly friend, they can make one to cross divine limits. They can make one to cross divine limits. Unfriendly friends, they come as a friend. They tell you to do what is not good. You take answer from them. You are not taking counsel from the house of God. You are not taking counsel from children of God. You are taking counsel from a sinner. Taking counsel from friends that want to pull you down. You know what will happen at the end of the day? They will push you to that divine limit. You have a friend that is not married. You are married. And you are taking counsel from that friend. Don't mind them. That's how they do. So you are taking rubbish from your husband. So that is how much your husband is giving you for food. God forbid, I can never accept it. God forbid, I can never receive it. Unfriendly friend. All they want for you is for you to just be the same way they are. They are not planning good for you at all. If you cross that limit, your husband may send you out of the house. You have crossed the divine limit. You have crossed the divine deadline. That is following unfriendly friend. Following sinners as friends. They will not help you. They will go and allow you to increase your problem. Beloved, factors that make people cross divine deadline. The last one I'm talking about now. Evil comparison. You are comparing yourself with me. The grace that we have might not be the same. You are comparing yourself with that brother. You compare your marriage with that marriage. You are making mistake. Evil comparison. Compare yourself to another person. Do you know the grace of God upon that life? What you see that person doing? If you do it, you will end up badly. Most of the time, and I look at myself, there are some things I can never do again. And sometimes, do you know how the devil talks to people? It is very, very clear. The devil might say, you are still beautiful now. Why don't you put your hair and fix wave one and then put and then look beautiful? Do you know my response? I have gone past that limit. I can't go back there. It is not possible. I can't do that again. Do you sometimes engage the devil in conversation? When the devil tells you, do it. You should tell him, Mr. Devil, you see this thing? I have gone past. I can't do this again. Because I have gone past all that. Don't compare yourself with another person. person. The grace of God upon your life is different from the grace of God upon the life of that woman, upon the life of that man. Say, God, take yourself the way God has created you and follow your own pattern for life, the blueprint of God for life. For your own life is different from another person. Do not compare yourself with another person. If you do so, you may be crossing the divine deadline. And crossing that deadline means utter destruction. Beloved, a word is enough for a wise. You have heard now. Do not cross that deadline. Look at yourself critically. What is it that you are doing that the Lord does not want? What is it that you are doing that the Lord is asking you to drop, 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 drop? And you are not dropping it. You need grace of God to drop that thing now. A man of God made an open confession. He says, I used to be very, very proud. In fact, if I prayed for somebody and the person asked testimony and the person mentioned my name, I prayed for her, I prayed for him and he asked testimony, I would then carry my shoulder and walk around in the church and I would be very proud of myself. Beloved, I knew in myself. The priest started telling me, this is pride. This is pride. And this will end in destruction. And I came to God in repentance. He had the spirit of pride in him. And he asked God to help him. And he made an open confession. And since then, the power and the spirit of pride in his life went away. What is it that you had in your life that the Holy Spirit is telling you to drop? And the flesh is telling you can't drop it now. You can't drop it now. Nothing will not take you too far. It is time you drop it. So that you do not cross the divine deadline. I am talking to somebody this morning. I am talking to myself this morning. I need to search myself this morning. You need to search yourself this morning. I want you to talk to the Lord. While all eyes are closed, I want you to talk to the Lord. I am also talking to the Lord. I need Lord to help me. I need God to help me. I must not cross the divine deadline. I must not cross the patient limit of God. I need God to help me this morning. I need God to help me this morning. God has to help me this morning. I need him to help me this morning. So that I do not cross the deadline. Am I having an offended friend? Am I having ungodly love? Am I having ungodly love for any kind of thing? God have mercy upon me this morning. God have mercy upon me this morning. God forgive me this morning. I drop that thing this morning. That thing that did not allow me to focus on heaven. That thing that is distracting me from the word of God. That thing distracting me from the will of God. Oh God, have mercy upon me. Oh God, have mercy upon me. Do we have some people in the midst that needs to give their life to Christ? You are here this morning. You are hearing this cry. You are hearing the prophet now. And the cry is you yield totally to God. Drop fornication. Drop adultery. Drop drunkenness. Stop taking drugs. And yield totally to the Lord. Yield totally to the Lord. Drop all sort of wickedness. I want to pray for you this morning. You are there in the midst. You want to give your life totally to Christ. Just lay your right hand on your chest and say this short prayer after. after me. Say, oh Lord my Father, have mercy upon me. Today I come to the throne of grace. Today I call upon you, Jesus my Master, Jesus my Savior. Deliver me and write my name in the book of life. Today I proclaim Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. As you have said that short prayer, I am telling you, your name is written in the book of life. And when Jesus appeared, in the second coming, you will be identified as a child of God. If the trumpet sound right now, you will be raptured. I am praying for you. Think this up. Yes, Bola was someone. Bogo Junior. Atawa so good. Atawa so. I'm saying Jesus will appear the second time. And when he appears the second time, all eyes we see with those that gave him that thorn, that crown of thorns, with those that struck him with that arrow by the side, they will not see the coming of Jesus. I want you to close your eyes and take this prayer. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Oh Lord, my Father. Help me, oh Lord. To drop that. That will make me cross that deadline. Oh Lord, my Father. Anything in my life that I'm holding, that I make me cross that divine deadline. Help me, oh Lord, to drop it. Oh Lord, help me to drop it. Oh Lord, help me to drop it. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, help me to drop it. Anything, oh Lord, in my life that will make me cross that divine deadline. Help me to drop it, oh Lord. Help me to drop it.
láti jọ̀wọ́ rẹ̀ sílẹ̀.
In Jesus name we pray.
Ní orúkọ Jésù náà gbàdúrà.
In Jesus name we pray.
Ní orúkọ Jésù náà gbàdúrà.
Say any stain.
Ọjọ́ kọjọ mú.
In my wedding garment.
Nínú aṣọ ìgbéyàwó
mi. Beloved.
Olùfẹ́.
The bridegroom may come.
Ọkọ ìyàwó yóò dé.
And he's coming for the bride.
Ọkọ ìyàwó ń bọ̀.
There must not be a stain in that your garment.
Kò gbúdọ̀ sí àbàwọ́n.
Your spiritual wedding garment must be spotless.
Aṣọ rẹ gbúdọ̀ wà ní mímọ́.
For you to be raptured.
Fún ọlọ́dún ní ìgbàsókè.
Say every sin in my spiritual wedding garment.
Ẹsẹ̀ yóò mú nínú aṣọ ìgbéyàwó.
Blood of Jesus.
Ẹ̀jẹ̀jẹ̀.
Wash them away.
Wọ́n yọ parẹ́.
Wash them away. Blood of Jesus. Every sin.
Ẹ̀sẹ̀ yóò mú.
In my spiritual wedding garment.
Nínú aṣọ ìgbéyàwó.
That will lead down me to be raptured.
Èyí tó
nínú ìgbàgbọ́. Blood of Jesus. Wash them away. Wash them away. Wash them away. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Wash them away. 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 In Jesus' name we pray.
Orúkọ Jésù náà gbàdúrà.
Say idol of my father's house.
Òrìṣà ńlá bàbá mi.
You need to shout that loud.
Pariwo rẹ.
Beloved, shout it at the top of your voice.
Àwọn pariwo.
Idol of my father's house.
Ìwọ òrìṣà ńlá bàbá mi.
Aside to hinder my work with God.
Èyí ta bẹ̀lọ́ wẹ̀ láti
ṣe ọ̀rọ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ni.
Oye tòkú.
Jesus name that day.
Orúkọ Jésù náà dòkú.